life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown is now entering week number 4 with a crucial date on the calendar coming up. November 1st, says ABC's Ben Siegel in Washington.
That date is important because that is when open enrollment begins on these healthcare marketplaces, the Obamacare marketplaces in the states. And that is important because this whole shutdown fight started when Democrats demanded Republicans act to preserve expiring subsidies. Subsidies that help make health insurance more affordable for people buying health care on these marketplaces.
The Louvre closed today for regular maintenance. Police are still investigating after Sunday's brazen jewelry robbery at the museum. The thieves still on the run. Amazon Web Services recovering after a major service outage that started early Monday and continued throughout the day, affecting popular sites like Starbucks, McDonald's, and Roblox. President Trump's ballroom dream becoming a reality. Demolition crews tearing down White House walls. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feels.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Bang. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards. Rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher. November milk up 41 to 1706, December up 26 to 1677, January up 11 to 1630, February milk up 4, also at 1630. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up a quarter to 177 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 179 and a half, one trade a barrel, six trade a block on the day, cash butter down 1 1.5 to 158, 15 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 111, no trades. Dry whey up 1 to 66.5, one trade on the day. Cattle markets were mostly higher as the market moved past the turmoil that ran rampant after President Trump stated he wants beef prices lower and would help to facilitate increasing Argentinian beef imports into the country. But boxed beef prices were higher. That supported the live cattle markets. Meanwhile, feeder cattle markets, they were mostly higher in the nearby months due to some of that strong feedlot demand and also those higher boxed beef prices. Deferreds, however, were mostly lower. Hog markets lower in the nearby months as prices are at resistance levels. October live cattle up $1.60 to $2.41.85. October feeder cattle up $1 to $3.72.95. December hogs down 30 cents to $82.07. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all higher. Soybeans leading the entire complex higher due to a big jump in soybean meal prices and comments over the weekend by President Trump that he would lower the 100% tariffs against China if China promised to buy U.S. beans. That helped beans with a double-digit gain, and those gains spread into corn and wheat. December corn up 3/4 to 423 and a quarter. New crop 26 up a half to 458. November beans up 12 and a quarter to 1031 and 3/4. New crop 26 up 10 to 1074 and a quarter. And December wheat up 1 to 504 and 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family. So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 363, December 368, January 367, new crop 26, 398. Cash beans 932, December 940, January 945, and new crop 26, 964. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash in November corn 373 and a quarter, December 378 and a quarter, January at 393. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 373, December 376, January 382. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368 and cash beans at 946. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 368, new crop 26, 408, cash beans 937, new crop 26, 984. At Red Wing Grains, cash in November corn 385, April 415, new crop 26, 413, cash beans 955, November 967, April 1029, and new crop 26, 1014. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 370, December 371, cash beans 950, and December at 958. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 221 to 241, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 222, market cows 134 to 165, bulls 150 to 200, calves 595 to 1650, beef steers 268 to 545, Holstein steers 208 to 505, sheep markets, light lambs 275 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 210 and down, goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 265 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Every hockey player knows the secret to becoming a great skater is time on the ice. But rink time? It's tough to get, expensive, and so inconvenient. This winter, what if your kids could skate anytime they want, right in your own backyard? With Yard Rink, they can. In about an hour, you can transform your yard into an amazing outdoor rink. It's easy to set up and plays like a professional rink. Watch their hockey skills explode to the next level while they're having the time of their lives. Even yard rink ambassador Wayne Gretzky says he wishes he had a yard rink when he was a kid. Order today at yardrink.com and save hundreds by using code RADIO21. Nearly 300 sizes are available, starting at just $9.99. Plus, get two puck retention nets and your favorite NHL team logos free. That's yardrink.com. And save 21% by using code RADIO21. Give your kids more fun-filled ice time and help their hockey dreams come true.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, a few showers remaining in the evening, otherwise breezy and cold with lows in the upper 30s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature is
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
My daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. Taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He won it 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. But Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody, just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow, living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow.
Eyes so blue, your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. trouble. And I got the chance to have a dance, but one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight.
Reeling in the hits all day long. Real Country, 1430.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tanya Tucker, Some Kind of Trouble, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 30s in the region. It's going to be a gray, wet day today and a windy day as well. We have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we're going to be chatting with Jo Sheridan. She is a dairy farmer from New Zealand. And had a chance to talk with Joe during World Dairy Expo. And we're going to learn a little bit about her operation in New Zealand. That's coming up in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Market traders are unlikely to take on a lot of risk without those government reports. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
After some fireworks due to the back and forth trade war escalation between China and the U.S., things have been quiet for most part for the markets. China and the U.S. did place reciprocal fees on maritime shipping from each country. Garrett Toy of Ag Trader Talk says it's yet another escalation.
It's just an escalation of the trade war. I mean, it doesn't really impact grains because China's not buying any grains, you know. But we had the tit-for-tat of China implementing that on U.S.-born ships. And the problem is there aren't any U.S. ships. So it's really a non sequitur there. But I think the biggest thing is obviously it angered President Trump with essentially the weaponization of the rare earths that caused the response from President Trump. And then both sides spoke over the weekend and kind of calmer heads prevailed on Sunday.
He says the market really didn't react to the rhetoric.
The thing is, the market really hasn't reacted, and I don't think for the bean market, I don't think we will react until we see some sort of response from China, and their side has kind of been radio silent. So, yes, the start of the week was very quiet. Not only government shutdown to begin with, but then you had bank holidays as well. It was exceptionally quiet in a quiet market.
He talks about what he's watching in the soybean market.
Well, I mean, I'm more of a spread trader. I follow cash and spread, so that, to me, tells me more about what's happening on the commercial side, the farmer movement, that sort of thing. And bean spread last week are actually kind of interesting. This market coming into harvest was doing everything in its power to discourage beans from coming to the market. We had wide cash carries. We had cheap basis. We had wide board spread carries. And then the spread started to move a little bit last week, narrowing. And then I think that what that did was the pipeline got a little thin. We do need beans to move. And with the spreads narrowing and basis appreciation, I mean, I think that caught the market's attention. A lot of these markets, for example, locally, we're 30, 40 cents off of the harvest lows on soybean basis. Part of that's harvested in the last half, and when we get past that 50% mark, we tend to look for a market bottom, if you will.
With the government shutdown, Toy says traders aren't likely to assume much risk without the necessary market information.
We're with the government being closed, not just the USDA, but we don't have a commitment to traders. We don't know what the markets, you know, the market positions are. So, you know, I don't think you're getting a lot of trading. You know, historical, you look at the last shutdown in October, volatility really kind of collapses. Traders head for the sidelines. So I don't necessarily think that anyone's going to assume big risk without knowing what's really going on in the market as far as the internal structure. So that lends to more quiet trade, if you will.
Garrett Toy of Ag Trader Talk. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, a few showers remaining in the evening, otherwise breezy and cold with lows in the upper 30s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temperature is 40.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool in me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Get to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging. My tractor sexy. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney, She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. We have temperatures in the upper 30s. Could see some rain, a lot of wind, and it's going to be kind of a cool day today as well. We'll have our Ag Weather forecast here coming up next hour. In collaboration with the UW-Eau Claire Nursing Program, Pepin County Health is conducting a survey related to water contaminant awareness and concerns. Now, they do have a survey. It's about six questions long and should take no more than 5 minutes. And so Pepin County Health liking folks to fill that out. All you have to do is just visit the Pepin County Health Department's Facebook page for a link to that survey. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. Cattle producers across the United States are keeping a wary eye on New World screwworm south of the border. But in Europe, the cattle producers of France are fighting an outbreak of lumpy skin disease, and the fight is heating up. I'll have more details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
For the first time in Western Europe, France is confronting a widespread outbreak of lumpy skin disease in its beef and dairy herds. The highly contagious viral disease, transmitted mainly by biting insects, causes fever, painful nodules on the skin and mucous membranes, swollen lymph nodes, and in many cases, a sharp drop in milk production. The outbreak emerged near the Alps in late June and has since spread to several regions further west. The French government has mobilized an emergency response. Movement of cattle within large surveillance zones around confirmed herds has been restricted. Exports of live animals and certain dairy products have been temporarily suspended, and a mass vaccination campaign has been launched in the affected regions. The French ag minister said, quote, "We're at a critical moment. It is essential we keep up our efforts to protect the French cattle herd and the future of French livestock farming." While lumpy skin disease does not pose a risk to human health, its impact on cattle can ripple through the ag supply chain. Affected herds produce less milk, hide quality drops, and trade restrictions often follow, all of which can reduce demand for feed grains like corn and soybean meal. The risk of lumpy skin disease spreading to U.S. herds is low, but not zero. The virus is primarily spread by insects or by movement of infected animals. U.S. biosecurity systems currently monitor incoming livestock, reproductive animal material, and animal byproducts. But the outbreak in France should be a reminder of how fast a once exotic disease can move into previously unaffected regions. As of mid-October, the country had reported 83 outbreaks among cattle herds, but the rate of spread has slowed since the government promoted a mass vaccination campaign that reportedly treated more than 90% of the cattle in regulated zones. However, the impact on farmers has already begun, with several nations, including the United Kingdom, suspending imports of French dairy products and animal hides. I'll have more details when we come back.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do you do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
French ag officials are battling their first ever outbreak of lumpy skid disease in that country's cattle herd. Their efforts have slowed the rate of infection, but continued outbreaks across the country indicate that the battle could be a long one and that it might spread beyond French borders before it's over. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, a proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobwebs as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over a bit close as me drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight." There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I found. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows
up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got the Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. Baseball cap couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl with a ribbon tied back, those waterfall curls. I've been looking all over the world for a pretty of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty
like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
I don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about you know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Heart. Ooh.
at the mailman bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower, take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it. Promise I'll fix it. Long about a million other things. Manage. Okay, it's so nice. It's just another day in paradise. Where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, it's two hearts, one dream. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night, ooh, for just another day in paradise. Friday, you're late. I guess we'll never make our dinner date. At the restaurant, you start to cry. Baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room, make a little love that's overdue.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Soybean Association is commending members of the Wisconsin legislature for sending a bipartisan letter to President Trump urging swift action to resolve ongoing trade challenges affecting soybean growers across the state. The letter, signed by numerous state senators and representatives, underscores the economic pressure faced by Wisconsin's 16,000 soybean producers due to continued trade tensions with China. Lawmakers called for renewed federal efforts to restore market access and stabilize farm income by prioritizing soybeans in trade negotiations. We greatly appreciate the show of support from our state legislators, WSA President Doug Rebaut said. Went on to say trade's essential to the livelihood of Wisconsin soybean farmers, and reopening access to key markets like China will help strengthen the rural economy and provide much needed certainty for family farmers. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said he'll be meeting with Chinese Vice President He Lefang this week to try to fend off an escalation of U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods that President Trump does say is unsustainable. Bessent and he spoke on the phone late last week and engaged in what the secretary called frank and detailed discussions regarding U.S. and China trade. He said on Friday the two will meet in person this week to continue the discussions. The two hammered out a temporary tariff truce that will expire November 10th. President Trump threatened an additional 100% tariff on Chinese imports after Beijing threatened to limit rare earth exports. Asked if such a high tariff was sustainable and what it might do to the U.S. economy, Trump replied that it's not sustainable, but that's what the number is because they forced me to do that. A weekend report from the Associated Press said the U.S. may purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to bring down the price of beef at U.S. grocery stores. We would buy some beef from Argentina, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One. If we do that, it will bring our beef prices down. The AP says the move comes after the president promised to address the issue as part of his efforts to keep inflation in check, noting that U.S. beef prices have been stubbornly high for a number of reasons, including drought and reduced imports from Mexico due to the New World screwworm. Bloomberg said Trump didn't initially provide details on what his deal to bring down beef prices entailed, but noted that beef was one area where his efforts to fight inflation haven't paid enough dividends for consumers. The government shutdown and resulting absence of USDA data has left a big void in the volatile grain and oilseed markets. In order to fill the gap, Farm Journal conducted a survey to get an update on yields and harvest progress, as well as other topics on the minds of producers. The biggest takeaway is that U.S. corn yields are estimated to be lower compared with USDA September estimates in six of the seven pro-farmer crop tour states. Due to disease pressure and dry weather, the 2025 national yield could be lower than the 2024 crop average of 179.3 bushels. As of mid-October, yields are steady to lower for 74% of the respondents in the crop tour states. That's a long way from the higher production for each state's estimate in USDA's September crop production report. The biggest decline appears to be in Illinois, down 7% from September. Americans are forecast to spend $3.9 billion on candy this Halloween. That, according to the National Retail Federation, that's up from $3.6 billion last year and $3.1 billion in 2023. The American Sugar Alliance says the retail price of the items they surveyed increased an average of 19%, but the cost of sugar in each item increased an average of 33%. The cost of planting, cultivating, and harvesting and processing the sugar beets and sugar cane that became the real sugar for your favorite Halloween treats has skyrocketed, and the prices American sugar producers receive for their sugar has decreased. For example, a 10-ounce bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups costs $5.49 last year, with the farmer's share at 21 cents. This year, they cost is $6.49. The farmer's share is down to 13 cents. In 2 years, the price of sugar beets and sugar cane have fallen 42 and 24%. Respectively. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and colder today with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs only in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. For tonight, a few showers remaining in the evening, otherwise breezy and cold with lows in the upper 30s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 39.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Can stand your ground when the devil's at your door, and a little hope can help you when the road is getting rough. But there's nothing quite like life if you've got love.
In your heart.